Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Watha Hooper, please?
This is Watha.
Okay, all right. Okay, ma'am, and first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, thank you. Okay, does anyone in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, and internet blog or television station? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, or mixing
black.
Between black? Okay,
black.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
69.
All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Yep, definitely.
All right. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
More important. Okay, so be much more important, just somewhat more important.
Much more.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And what makes you feel, you know, that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because our democracy is on the line.
Okay. Because democracy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me write this down real quick. Our democracy. All right, ma'am. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied. Okay, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the United States?
I approve.
Would that be strongly approved or just strongly approved?
I strongly approve.
All right. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically, you know, for you and your family, would you say that wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
It's right at the point where you can really get ahead.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering, you know, who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate it from 0 to 10. How important a, you know, voting issue is for you? You say 10 if it's the most important. You say 5 is somewhat important. You say 0 if it isn't important, okay? The first one would be strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing. Would that be not important, somewhat, or most important from 0 to 10?
Tell me again, what was it?
Strengthening border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
Is that important or less important?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes. What number from 0 to 10 would you give
five.
It? 5. Okay. All right, what about passing common sense gun reforms that, you know, help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
What is 10?
Most important.
10.
All right. What about investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, improving clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing old bridges and roadways?
10.
10. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
10.
stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
What was 10 again?
Most important. That's the last one. Most important.
Okay. Now say that again.
Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the history of racism and slavery in public schools.
10.
Okay, and what about investing in the child care industry and keeping child care centers open and more affordable for working parents?
10, very important.
Okay, and protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming election, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two of those choices, okay? Bringing in new leadership and making change with first woman of color president, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, stopping our hard-fought for rights and freedoms from being rolled back, or improving K-12 public schools and making college more affordable. You can pick two of those to be the most important to you, okay?
Protection of democracy and white supremacy.
Combating the rise of white supremacy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ma'am, now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues, you know, using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please let me know. Okay, and I move to the next one. The first one will be Kamala Harris. From 0 to 100.
What was the biggest one, the highest? Is that
100? 100, yes, ma'am.
Greatly, yes, 100.
100 for her. Okay, what about Cornel West?
Cornel, I've never heard of him.
Okay, so never heard. Barack Obama?
100.
100. Okay, Hakeem Jeffries?
I guess 100.
100. Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
0. Okay, what about Democrats in Congress?
100.
And J.D. Vance.
0.
0. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, independent Jill Stein, and Democrat Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote for? Or are you
Harris.
Still undecided?
Harris,
okay, Kamala Harris, all right. And generally speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, a Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Okay. All right, ma'am. As you may have heard, you know, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Okay, next I'd like to ask you whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement, okay? The first one says, I think a black woman president is more likely to understand the struggles of working people. Would you say you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I strongly agree.
Okay. The other one said, I am worried that Kamala Harris will be a victim of racist attacks against her because she is a black woman.
I strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to read you some issues that, you know, and concerns, as I have mentioned, as important needs to be addressed in your in their community. For each, please tell me who do you think would be better at handling these issues, okay, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump? We'll fight for people like you. You think would be Harris or Trump?
Harris.
Would that be much better or just somewhat better, Harris?
Much better.
Okay, what about the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms? Would that be Harris or Trump?
Harris, much better.
Okay, what about securing our borders?
Harris, much better.
Okay, in gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it?
Harris, much better.
Okay, all right, thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, we almost are pretty much done with this survey. I really thank you for your time, to taking your time to help me with this survey. Okay, next I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each, you know, please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means is very convincing reason to vote, 5 is somewhat convincing reason to vote, and 0 means it's not convincing reason, okay? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10. Okay, the first one says, extremist conservatives have taken control of the courts in this country, and now we are facing the consequences. And, you know, in the last few years, the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. It struck down affirmative action, rolled back large parts of the Voting Rights Act, and rejected student loan forgiveness. And now they have been expanded presidential immunity for crimes. The Supreme Court has real impact in our lives. In this, and these judges are appointed directly by the political leaders we elect. We must vote to put a check on this out, you know, or out of control court trying to roll back our rights. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10.
10, okay. All right, and the other one say that, you know, there are too many guns on our streets and too many in the hands of those who shouldn't have them. This must change. But instead of banning assault weapons, supporting background checks, and making it harder for those who shouldn't have them, shouldn't have guns, some politicians are actually working to make it easier to get weapons of war. We don't have, you know, to live this way. We have the power to change it. With the power of vote, we can defeat politicians who care more about the gun lobby than protecting our communities. We want to make our community safer. We must vote for those who will get the guns off the street. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, okay? But let me ask you now. Would you say that upcoming 2024 presidential congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More.
Okay, would that be much more or just somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. All right, ma'am, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose. I'm going to read you the list of sites or apps. For each, please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. Instagram, yes or no?
Yes.
TikTok?
Yes.
YouTube?
Yes.
Facebook?
Yes.
And Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? That'd be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like a bachelor's degree, or postgraduate like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
Sub-college.
From college, okay? All right, ma'am, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Married, okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No children. All right, ma'am, and how would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Okay, Suburban. Okay, aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Several times a year.
Several times a year. Okay. And thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative. Very conservative.
Would that be very conservative? All right. And which of the following best describes how your work situation? Are you employed, retired, or disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
I'm employed.
Employed. Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and your participation. Okay. You have a great day. Appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.